Tonight's halftime show has been brought to you by Smith Appliances in Warsaw. Smith Appliances is your one-stop shop for refrigerators, ranges, washers and dryers, freezers, dishwashers and microwaves, and they service what they sell. Serving the area for over 60 years, Smith Appliances, 1119 East Winona Avenue in Warsaw. And again, they say, go Tigers. It is a final for Mishawaka in overtime. St. Joe beat South Bend Riley 62-53. So the winner here will take on the Huskies at a regional game next week. That is a one-game regional site to be announced tomorrow. Also, at the end of one at Columbia City, it is Northwood 6 at Columbia City 2. And that is bad news for the Eagles because that means the game's being played at Northwood's pace. And that is a slow pace and not good news for them. So from their standpoint, they hope they can turn that pace around. Northridge with the ball to start the third against the 1-3-1 half-court trap. Johnson. Right corner, Rumfeld. Out top, Slaybaugh. Left corner to Gorble. Back out to Slaybaugh. Slaybaugh gets around Berger, but can't get very far. Now throw back to the left for Gorble. Back out to Slaybaugh. To Rumfeld. Now to the right side for Johnson. Lobs back across to Gorble. Out to Slaybaugh. Back to Gorble on the left. Back to Slaybaugh near the center circle. At the free throw line for Rumfeld. Left side, Gorble. Back to Rumfeld. Back to Johnson for a 25-footer. It's in and out. And Wiggins has the rebound for Warsaw. So the Tigers get a stop. Johnson had a wide open look and missed it. And now Warsaw with a chance to get to within one or tie the game. Wiggins, left side for Berger. Berger driving left, throws it back out to Wiggins. Wiggins against Slaybaugh. Drives left, picks up his dribble. Back to Berger on the left wing. He'll drive, and the Raiders are standing there waiting for him. Lara from the left. Out top, McDaniels. Left side to Berger against Rumfeld. Now Maiden takes it to the left. Throws a cross-court pass. Lara, right corner for three. It's good! Sam Lara, like he did in the first quarter, has tied the game. It's 20-20. Gorble the other way. Chubb locks. Foul called. Oh, and I think that's Drew Jones' third. It is. Gorble caught the ball at the three-point arc. Took one big dribble, got to the block, and then realized that he was in trouble. Leaned back, and Jones followed through, and Gorble shoots the free throw up and in. We were tied at 20. That's her first tie of the game. We are untied, and Gorble now looking for his second point. With 6:31 left to play in the third, and that one's up and in. 22-20, Northridge. With the lead, Warsaw with the ball, and Wiggins will start up with it. And he'll get across the line with some interference from Lara. Wiggins, left side to Berger. Pressure there by Rumfeld. Drives the left baseline. Stops 10 feet out, leans in, puts it up, no good. And Matt Moore can't believe there's no foul call there. Contact, no whistle. Raiders with the ball. Slaybaugh to Scholl, 15 feet out on the right baseline. Backdoor pass, nobody looking for it. It's out of bounds. It belongs to Warsaw again. But this is a problem, again, as we talked about in the first half. This is a problem that Warsaw's had this whole season. And it can't be about officials because it's three different guys every night. For whatever reason, Warsaw just does not get the benefit of the doubt. Lara on the drive. Fix near corner Jones. He'll shoot for three. It's around and out. And we're going to have a foul called. And the foul is going to be called on who? It's a foul against Northridge. And the Raider fans can't believe it. It's Johnson and it's his third. Berger got an arm bar. He hit the deck. Johnson fell out of bounds with the ball. And Hayden Johnson will have to come out. With 5:46 to play in the third quarter. Still a two-point game. Lara out to the right wing, Wiggins. To the top for Berger. Berger against Slaybaugh. He'll back it out to the center circle. Now he starts to walk forward. Hands it off in the weave to McDaniels. Now to Wiggins. Picked up the switch by Slaybaugh. Now to McDaniels on the right wing. Now Sam will walk it out to the center circle area. He'll hand off to Lara, who's got James in his hip pocket. Now McDaniels on the left wing against Scholl. Out away from the basket. Oh, they passed it inside. and it's tipped out of bounds by Gorbel. He saved what would have been an easy two. Again, Scholes starting to drift away from the basket. That leaves the basket area open. And had that pass been a foot sooner, Warsaw would have tied the game. Jones out, Ioane in. Well, the inbounds, Lara. Lobs it out to Wiggins. Not a burger between the circles. 5:15 left to play, third quarter. Northridge 22, Warsaw 20. Berger will send Wiggins on through as he dribbles to the right wing. Tries the baseline, cut off by Slayball. One hands it out for Ioane. Now to McDaniels, left side Wiggins. Wiggins bounces out for Ioane. He was going to throw it to Lara. Now he'll bounce it on a backdoor pass. He'll whip it across to Berger. Berger on the left wing. Drives in the lane against Scholl. Flipped it up and in! A spectacular move by Berger. We're tied again. It's 22-22. Quickly down court, Slayball. To Rumfelt, left corner. Down to the baseline, Scholl. Leans back, threw up a wild shot, no good. And a foul's going to be called against the Tigers. The official, all the way on the other side, called it. The official standing right there said nothing. Wiggins is just standing still. And at 6 foot and a freshman against Scholl, who's 6'7 and easily goes 230, 240. Mercy. Free throw by Scholl is up and in. His ninth point. He didn't score at all in the first half last night. He had 8 in the first half of this game. Jake Scholl into the game. Gorbel out. With 4:36 left to play in the third quarter. Scholl shoots again. And he missed that one. And Berger's up high for the rebound. And there's a foul call. Somebody from Northridge tried to sneak in there and steal it at the last second. They called a foul on Parker James. That's his first. And Warsaw with a ball down by only one. Warsaw has not led since the first quarter. Wiggins will bring it up against Slayball. Zigzagging left and right. Takes it left. Now toward the middle. Looking for Berger. Backdoor pass, Lara. Takes it down and ran into Scholl and says, no thank you. He'll spit it out to the elbow and then out to the wing against Rumfeld. Off of Ioane, screen to the middle. Across to McDaniels. Backdoor cut. Berger got tripped up. No foul, and they're going to say out of bounds, but they're going to say the Raiders touched it. And it's going to belong to the Tigers. And nobody's happy, because Warsaw thought it should have been a foul. And Northridge can't believe that it's out of bounds off of them. It certainly was off of them. If it's not a foul, it's Warsaw ball because they touched it last. Lara to play it in. Baseline left at the near end. So it's at the same end as us across the lane from where I'm sitting. Lara lobs it out to Berger. Being pressured there by James. Takes it out to the center circle. Maiden about a foot away from the line. Puts it on the floor against James. Left side for Ioane. Back to Berger. Berger beats James to the elbow. James catches up. Back out to Lara near the scorer's table. He'll drive against Jake Scholl. Now turn and go to the middle. Throw it across the top to Wiggins. Wiggins along the sidelines. Trapped. Got out of it. In the corner, McDaniels. Back out for Berger. Berger beats his man. Down the lane. All the way to the basket for two and a foul! Berger over top of Scholl. Puts it in. But the Tigers have the lead. And Berger's got a chance for a three-point play. That's Brady Scholl's first foul. He let it go before he got to Brady. And Brady was still sliding to his left. Warsaw with their first lead since the first quarter. 24-23, Berger for the three-point play. It's up, it's good. 14 for Maiden, 25-23 Tigers. 3:31 left to play, and the clock isn't running. The clock has stopped, and it never started. And now it starts. And now it's still running. The ball was kicked by the Tigers. It'll be out of bounds to Northridge near midcourt. The guy running the clock probably let 5 or 6 seconds go. Scholl right corner. Throws it in the lane. Johnson kicks it out. Gorbel, or for Jake Scholl. He wanted no part of it. Schlayball, left wing. Skip pass across left corner for Jake Scholl. All the way back to Schlayball. Left corner for Rumfeld. Back to Schlabel. 2-3 zone here by Warsaw. Rumfelt sideline. Now to Schlabel. Back across to Johnson for a 30-footer, and it's good. He's got a three-pointer in each quarter. Northridge back to the lead, 26-25. Across the line comes Laura. The Northridge fans now rise to their feet. 2:48 left to play in the period. Laura backs it out. One hands it to Wiggins in the center circle, then right back to Sam Laura. Laura goes behind his back to beat the pressure from Rumfelt. Now takes him in the lane, kicks it in the corner. Here's McDaniels for three. No good. Weak side rebound, you want it. Back against Joel. Put it up, blocked, and saved inbounds by Northridge. Just not a wise move. Scholl then runs over a man, and a blocking foul is going to be called against Sam Laura. Laura with his first foul. Out of bounds with 2:21 left to play in the third quarter. 26-25 Raiders. Coutois into the game for Ioane. It's not nearly as warm and humid outside as it was this time last night. So it's not nearly as warm and humid inside. Last night was a mess. Gorbel back in. Rumfelt gets a break here toward the end of the third. On the inbounds, they throw to Scholl. He'll lean in and score. Tigers had their back the ball, and then Berger dribbles it off his heel in the backcourt, and it goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northridge again. And this is the moment where Warsaw's got to really be careful. It was a moment just like that one that propelled Northridge to the blowout that happened in the fourth quarter. Schlabel, backdoor pass underneath Johnson, fakes and scores. Hayden Johnson's got 11. Warsaw had the lead, and now they'll have to call timeout down by five. It's a full timeout with exactly 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. On the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard, Northridge 30. Warsaw 25, back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Warsaw took the lead here in the third quarter. Northridge answered, and they're on a mini run here and lead 30-25. Jones back into the game after an extended rest with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Coutois out near the center circle to Jones, left of it. Pressured there by Gorbel, takes one dribble, then two, then three, and he'll hand it back to Coutois. To the near side to Laura. Laura spins against James, up the baseline, under the basket, fakes, try to slip it out and throw it away. Tip by Scholl, taken away by Gorbel. In transition, James whipped it inside to Scholl for two. This is exactly what happened to Goshen last night in the fourth quarter. When they got outscored 20-3, it's a 7-point Raider lead. 1:13 left in the third. Warsaw needs a hoop in the biggest of ways. Jones dribbling out against Gorbel. Takes it left. Down to the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Throws it at the feet of Berger. Berger picks it up and starts dribbling. Now Berger beats his man. Drives in on Scholl. Put it off the glass. No good. Contact. No whistle. Taken by Scholl. That's Jake Scholl. He threw the lane and it's going to be kicked by Laura. It'll be out of bounds to Northridge. Ioane back in the game for Coutois with 47 seconds left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw took the lead 25-23 on Berger's three-point play. And it's been all Raiders since. Out to Scholl. Grabbed it with Laura. Wrapped around his waist. Left side for Schlabel, 40 seconds. Warsaw has the possession arrow. Northridge has the ball in a 7-point lead. Brady Scholl left wing. Jones an arm length away, hands back to Johnson. Johnson down to the left baseline, cut off, stop and go move, leans back and missed it. Tip by Berger, grabbed by Ioane for the Tigers. Ioane got knocked around, trying to get rid of it, and finally did to Berger. 18 seconds. Maiden races down against Scholl, puts off the glass, and in. Berger beat him again. 32-27. 10 seconds left to play here in the third. Now six. Now five. Do they realize it? Jake Scholl to Brady in the lane. 10-footer. No good. Tipped and grabbed, but the basket won't count. Through three quarters on the Bobcat of Warsaw scoreboard, Northridge 32, Warsaw 27. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw.